Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Ankylosing spondylitis is an inflammatory disease that over time can cause some of the small bones in your spine to fuse. This fusing makes the spine less flexible and can result in a hunched forward posture. If ribs are affected, it can be difficult to breathe deeply. Our guest today has been dealing with this since he was a teenager. Joining us from California is James Franco. James, thanks very much for doing this. We greatly appreciate it. Can you tell us what's the difference between ankylosing spondylitis and ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease?
Well, ankylosing spondylitis, it's attacking the different joints throughout my body, on my shoulder, my spine, my hips, even on my feet. And from my understanding from LAS, it's a whole different condition where your body completely starts to shut down and to the point where you can't function anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old were you when you first noticed that you had some health issues?
I was 16 years old. I vividly recall I was in high school. I was in one of my classes where I had a sharp pain in my hip. And I was playing football at the time. So at the time, I didn't know what condition I had. I thought it was because I was playing sports, and that was causing the pain. And I wasn't able to walk at times. And that's when I started going to doctors.
And what did the doctors tell you?
Well, they got blood work done. In the beginning, they went to some doctors. They're like, oh, you know, you probably got a sport injury. So I kept on playing sports, to the best that I could, until I found they noticed a lot of white blood cells, inflammation in my blood, and they sent me to a rheumatologist. That's when I discovered I had ankylosing spondylitis.
So they diagnosed that right away?
Yeah, when I was 16, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the treatment options? What did they offer you?
Well, they put me on Celebrex, which is an anti-inflammatory. They had me on prednisone and methotrexate.
Oh my gosh, what a mixture.
It was not fun, and my body did not like it at all.
In what way? What happened? Sorry, Corey.
Yeah, no, I was basically going to ask just what you did.
Yeah, what happened? Well, I noticed it. Blood in my spool when I was going to the restroom, and that scared me. And they told me it was because of the pills I was on. And, you know, they at that time, they didn't offer me any other, you know, solution to treat my condition until I was in my early 20s. I want to say around 23, 24, when I went to a different rheumatologist and they offered Remicade.
Okay, so all of these medications, though, James, were only to treat the symptoms. It wasn't, in quotations, a cure.
Correct. It wasn't. I look back, and I honestly think it did more damage to my body than actually helped me out taking those so-called medication pills.
James, is there a cure for ankylosing spondylitis?
There is no cure that I'm aware of. That I started taking Remicade in my early 20s, so that kind of put the condition in remission, so it didn't allow it to progress.
Now, tell me about the pain itself. What's that like?
The pain itself, it was very painful. Right now I have a bamboo spine, so my spine is fused together bone to bone. And through that process, it was sleepless nights. I was going crazy. I was depressed. I had very bad thoughts. I had a lot in the nights because I couldn't sleep. I had no rest and not fun at all.
Now, when you say bamboo spine, explain that.
So what the doctors call a bamboo spine is when you're, there's no more joints or cartilage in between your spine. So your bones are fused together from top to bottom.
Oof.
And it's rigid like bamboo.
Yes.
Wow. So does this illness mainly attack the spine, or does it attack your legs, et cetera, as well? And does it involve muscle, or does it affect bone more than muscle?
It affects more the joints. So what this condition is doing, the ankylosing spondylitis, is attacking different joints throughout my body. Okay. So back in 2009, my shoulder was fused together, so I had a shoulder replacement back in 2009.
James, at any point in your life, when you mentioned that this started when you were a teenager and you go through your late teen years and your 20s, at any point in your life, did you think of committing suicide?
Yes, I did. It was in my early 20s when my spine was fusing together. I had sleepless nights, 2-3 nights in a row where I couldn't sleep. It was literally driving me crazy.
You know, one of the things I read about this particular condition is that there are certain foods that you have to avoid. And I want to read you something because I thought it was interesting. It says a low starch diet called the London AS diet claims to benefit people with ankylosing spondylitis. The theory goes that some types of gut bacteria can trigger the condition, and starch feeds these bacteria. Did the doctors mention that to you at all?
They did not mention that at all. I got to the point where I started getting desperate and wanted to try different doctors, like natural doctors. I visited a doctor out in Hermiston, Washington, and he actually recommended me to leave out red meat, sugars, carbs, any hot sauce like chili. And when I went on that diet, I did lose a lot of weight. And that's very helpful for my joints. But at the same time, when I lost so much weight, I didn't even feel healthy at the time. And some friends thought I was doing drugs because I was getting too skinny at that point.
Now, were you heavy at all before that?
I've gone up and down throughout my years. Right now, I'm actually the heaviest I've ever been. I'm at 250 pounds, which is not good for my joints at all.
Okay, James, you have to go on this diet starting today.
Yes. Wrote it down, the London AS diet.
London AS diet, that's right. Now, how tall are you?
So I was around 6 feet. I've lost four more inches since my condition started when I was 16.
Oh, that's right, because you're spine. Kind of bent over, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hunched over right now, and I've noticed while I go through the doctors throughout the years, I've lost about 4 inches.
Wow.
In height, yes.
That's got to be depressing for you.
It was. Like I said, I went through some really tough times in my life, and I'm glad I did not commit suicide. I did think about it multiple times, and now in my mid-30s, I'm very happy. I'm very positive. I have an awesome wife. She loves me for who I am, and I life is beautiful every day I wake up, no matter what condition.
That's a fantastic attitude. Good for you. And your wife's going to put you on a diet after this, right?
Yes, she always tells me I got to eat better.
Now, your story about using cannabis made me chuckle. Tell listeners about that.
So, I come from a Hispanic background. I came up growing up thinking cannabis was a drug, was bad. Do not use it. I'm going to you know, kill my brain cells in a way. That's what my parents always instill in me. So I always grew up around it. Being in Northern California, it's everywhere around here. And my friends were always through it, but they would never pressure me. They would never be like, here, take a hit or smoke or do this and that. They would never, because I would always say no. And they got to the point where they wouldn't offer anymore. And then in my early 20s is when my condition started progressing, and those sleepless nights. And one of my friends rolled the joint for me, and he said, I want you to smoke this joint to see if it helps you out. If it does not help you, don't throw it away. Give it back to me, because he wanted to smoke. He's like, don't throw it away. Just give it back. I used to smoke cigarettes, not daily, but often, once in a while. So I was used to smoking a cigarette. So I smoked that joint, and I had one of the best rests that I had in a long time. And I couldn't believe that the cannabis helped me out so much, even more than the pills I was taking.
Did you notice almost instantaneous relief?
What I noticed was my inflammation went down, so that helped me rest that night. So being medicated with the cannabis, I did notice that relief right away, and that's when I started looking more into the cannabis plant.
James, have you noticed that, well, let me back up a bit here, because I want to ask you a question about your bamboo spine. Will that deteriorate? I mean, is it fused now, and it can't bend anymore, right?
Correct.
So, and your use of cannabis has helped relieve that pain.
Yeah, well, I think throughout the year, since the bones already, they did their damage. When it was fusing, that's when I had the most pain. I feel since it's fused now, I still get pains here and there. I honestly think it's a miracle that I'm walking without pain because of the bamboo being fused together. But with the help of cannabis salves that I put on, even cannabis infused in alcohol, and even smoking, it helps out my body control the inflammation.
So you're using topicals and also taking it in kind of a tincture then?
Topicals, and actually the tincture I just started this week. We made some homemade tinctures. We actually lab tested it, so it's up to 20% THC in the tincture itself. So like they call it microdosing, so that's what I'm doing now.
Right.
I'm trying to see, I'm keeping a track of my blood work, so I noticed my blood my white blood cells are high, so I started taking the tinctures this week to see if that lowers my white blood cells.
Right. Do you recall the level of CBD in the tincture, James?
I don't recall the level of the CBD, but it did have CBD and other cannabinoids in the tincture.
Right. Because CBD is very effective with, you know, inflammation, extremely effective. That's where it shines. So I wonder, you know, I'm just wondering if that tincture works out to approximately a 1-to-1 ratio. Because, you know, in my opinion, I think that's what would probably be most effective for this condition. Hence my question, re-CBD.
Yes. And I started breeding myself and looking into strains with high cannabinoids that help with inflammation and arthritis and so forth. So I could come up with the oil that I could use to help me out with the inflammation as well.
James, have you contacted or have other people with this particular condition? Have you talked to others with this condition about your use of cannabis?
Well, what helped me a lot when I was going through my depressed times was I would go into chat rooms where there was other people throughout the states that had similar conditions that I have, and I would read their chats and their stories, and I'll sit there and shed a tear because I could relate to them, and we would go back and forth to see what helps. And I would tell them about my cannabis experience. And, you know, some people to this day are still think cannabis is a drug and they don't want to go that route. But I tell them my experience, so maybe it could open the doors to them and help them out and try a cannabis, either a tincture or a topical they could use to help their inflammation.
Yeah, Corey makes a very interesting point about the use of CBD and inflammation. That's have you had cannabis with high CBD content?
No, so that's my next goal is to cultivate a strain that has a high CBD content and mm-hmm. turn that into a...
Yeah. James, in those quiet moments when your thoughts are going through your head, do you ever ask yourself, why me? Why the hell do I deserve this?
I did. I did when I was going through my depression. I'm not very a religious type of person. Like, I don't go to church every Sunday, but I do believe there's something out there that takes care of us. And I would ask myself all the time, why me? Why me? You know, mm-hmm. what did I deserve this? And then after time, I kind of noticed that because of my condition, and I go to work every day and I fight. I'm a fighter. And a lot of my peers and my coworkers, they would tell me all the time to this day, I respect you a lot because they see how in the condition I'm in, but I always go to work. I'm always positive. And I feel like I inspire people because of my condition. So I turned that around, why me, to I'm here for this reason. I'm suffering to inspire people.
Yeah, that's very admirable of you. Now, where do you think you'd be, James, if cannabis hadn't helped you with this issue?
I might not be here talking to you guys. Cannabis has, it's a miracle plant. I believe in it a lot. It's helped me through so much, my inflammation, which helps with the pain. And I'm excited to see what it offers moving forward, because there's so much we don't know about the plant, so many different oils, so different cannabinoids, and it excites me to know maybe there's a possible cure for somebody in the future that could help them out with my condition.
Do the doctors that you deal with, do they know that you're on cannabis? Of course, in California is a legal state, right?
Yes, it's legal, medical and recreational. The doctors, they don't, I have a rheumatologist, and they don't really get into it. They ask me if I smoke, and I tell them yes, but they don't get into details.
It's not a pharmaceutical. Are you still on any pharmaceuticals?
Currently, I take infusions every 8 weeks of Remicade.
Remicade? Okay. You still there, James?
Yeah,
we're losing you.
Losing it, yeah.
It's the internet connection.
We still got you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Great.
What would you say what's your day look like when you're using cannabis? Do you get up in the morning and have a toke first thing, or do you do a little bit of a tincture, or What typically does it look like for you in a daytime?
So in the morning time, I am able to, if I take a smoke in the morning, I'm able to function and do and so forth. But I don't do it in the mornings. The tinctures, I do it in the evening times in case, because it's an edible, in case they really get to me, then I'm at home. I'm safe. I don't have to drive anywhere. The topicals itself, I apply as needed. I don't have to apply every day. There's days where my back feels a lot more stiffer than others, so I'll have the wife apply it on my back, or if I need it on my knees, or lately with this heat here in California, it's been over 100 degrees here. My feet have inflammation throughout the day, so that's when I apply the topicals on my feet.
And it helps?
Yes, the topicals help a lot.
Yeah, it's very it's a very interesting story. I think what cannabis has done for you is really turned your life around, as you referred to earlier, and it's given you a new lease on life. How do your parents feel about your use of cannabis now?
It's funny because I was 24 years old when I got my medical card here in California, and I got my parents in their room and I said, I need to talk to you both. And I told them what was going on. And I told them, they understood, they saw me suffering. And as a parent, you don't want to see your child suffer. So I told them, I'm using cannabis. I got my medical card. I could carry it on me. I could cultivate my plant, and I'm not going to get in trouble. At first, they thought I was going to get in trouble with law enforcement and so forth. And I told them the day that I stopped working, I stopped being not responsible. I start disrespecting you guys. Let me know and I'll stop using cannabis. And ever since I had that talk with them, they slowly but surely, they saw how I was on cannabis and I was still their son. I didn't change. I didn't do drugs and I still was responsible. So they let me continue with my cannabis use, and now they see that it helped me out so much.
Do you share a joint with them?
No, my mom's still pretty old school, and there's days she uses the topical, so because it doesn't get you high or medicated, so she'll use the topicals on her because her feet will be swollen, and the wife and I, we actually started our business this year, the J&M Herbals, and we have the topicals that we started using that we didn't plan on starting a business. It just happened because these topicals started helping our family and friends.
Yeah, that's interesting. You've opened the door for your mom.
Yes.
In months from now, you can share a joint with her. Just say, tell her it's like a topical.
Yeah.
Ian.
I'm trying to get him into trouble.
Yeah. She doesn't smoke, or else I would have tried to get away with the joint, but I'm happy that she's at least trying the topicals now.
You've got a very interesting story, because we've never interviewed anyone with ankylosing spondylitis. And it's interesting from the perspective, of course, of the use of cannabis to help you with the pain. I can't imagine the pain that you are in or were in over the years. Does the ailment, the condition, it's attacked your spine. Now, does it then move out to your hips and shoulders and knees and feet and things like that?
Yeah, so it started with my hips, and then it moved up through my spine. And throughout the years, I noticed what affected my right shoulder, what fused together. I'm noticing my knees are starting to bother me in the mornings, and my feet as well. So it's a condition that affects all the joints throughout the body. I couldn't tell you what joints are going to be affected next. I notice my body changing as I get older.
James, we really appreciate you for reaching out and wanting to tell your story. It's a fascinating story, and I think your use of cannabis has been extremely helpful, and I wish you all the best in the future. Thanks very much for doing this.
Thank you for having me, and I really enjoy your stories, and even though they're different conditions people have on your podcast, they're beautiful. And, you know, I'm glad that cannabis plant is helping people throughout the world.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments. What we're trying to do is help educate others about the medical benefits of cannabis, and how people use it is their business. It's none of ours. But I think the last time I checked, we were heard in about 100 countries around the world. And it's very encouraging, because as the attitude that your mom and dad had about cannabis has, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, has slowly changed, and they're coming to realize that it is a very beneficial medicinal plant that we need, and it's been used for centuries. And I think the stories like yours and others that we tell hopefully will help other people realize that as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Corey and Ian.
Thank you, James, so much.
And if you'd like to help support us at Cannabis Health Radio, you can do so a couple of ways. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm telling you this is because we've had some comments from people who would like to donate. And to those people who have donated, we greatly appreciate your donation and your helping us continue with Cannabis Health Radio. You can become a monthly supporter for as little as $5 a month on our Patreon page. And you can also make a one-time donation through our website, cannabishealthradio.com. And if you notice on Cannabis Health Radio, there's a little pop-up that comes after you've been on about 5 seconds, so you can do that. And the other way you can help is keep spreading the word about our show. Write a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen to the podcast on, and share the podcast on social media. You know, you just might be responsible for helping someone save a life. And we encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and share that with others who you think may be interested. And we'd like to thank Mark in Belgium, who posts our podcast on YouTube. And a big, big thank you to Ron Zahar of Rowan Sound in Victoria here, who has donated his studio time to us, and we are forever grateful. Thank you for your support, and thank you, listeners, for listening. And we wish everyone a great week, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you.